Come on, come on, come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Scarlett, it's your cousin Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. But also, I'm freaking out. It's AAPI Heritage Month here in the U.S., and it's where we recognize the contributions and influence of Asian Americans and Pacific Islander Americans to the history, culture, and achievements of the United States. And I haven't booked someone to do a kid takeover for the AAPI episode yet.
Oh, wow! Wait, are you asking me to do a kid takeover for the 10 News?
Maybe. Would you do it?
Of course, but only if you get me 9 chocolate cupcakes, 3 halo halos, and sing my 2 favorite songs from Moana the next time I see you.
Fine, it's a deal. What can I say except you're welcome?
Yay! I'm Scarlett. It's Saturday, May 14th, and this is no ordinary episode of the 10 News. This is the 10 News Gets Extra.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, do you know what halo-halo is? It's one of my favorite Filipino desserts. 10 News head writer Ryan Willard sat down with Filipino-American author, chef, and entrepreneur Nicole Ponseca to learn how to make halo-halo.
What up, Tenors? Ryan Willard here. I am thrilled to do this segment because we have the person that I call the Indiana Jones of Filipino food. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do?
My name is Nicole Ponseca, and my family is from the Philippines. My mother is from La Union, and my dad is from Cavite. But I was born in a city called Philadelphia, was raised in San Diego, and I moved to New York. What do? I love to research and document and share Filipino food and Filipino culture.
So our audience, our tenors, I don't know how much Filipino food they've had, but this being our Heritage Month, I was wondering, could you help us make an amazing Filipino dessert that anyone might be able to make?
I would love to share this dessert. It's so easy to make. It's called halo halo. And if you read it, it looks like halo halo. And it is heaven in a bowl, let me tell you. It is shaved ice with sweet milk and candied fruits and ice cream. And if you get a really special halo halo, it has a little bit of a dessert called flan or leche flan, which we share with some of our Spanish primos, our cousins. And you mix it all together, because halo halo means mix mix. And it becomes this like ice cold cereal milk. You know, when you eat like Fruit Loops or Captain Crunch or any of these cereals and the milk gets sweet. Think that with like so much more to it. It's so good.
How does halo halo fit into Filipino culture?
Well, that's such a good question. In Philippine culture, you can find a halo halo at street vendors, in markets. You can find it in restaurants. But if you dig a little deeper and we look at its origin, we will find that its origin comes from our Japanese roots, and we have so many different influences in our culture.
It feels like halo halo having so many ingredients is almost an analogy for Filipino culture.
Halo halo is the best example of what it is to be Filipino. It's a mix of all these different ingredients or all these different cultures. If you pull it apart, it's distinct onto its own. And when you mix it, it is also distinct on its own. It's the perfect example of what it is to be Filipino.
So Nicole, can we make some halo halo? I really want to try this right now.
I would love to. Okay. First thing is, let's get all of our ingredients ready. First, you need crushed ice. You need condensed milk. You need some sort of ice cream, ube preferably. And then we're going to get into some of the mandatory, more of the mandatories. It would be great if you had macapuno strings, nata de coco, corn, or if you don't have corn or sweet corn, garbanzo beans, and then jackfruit. And so I listed all those ingredients, and you want to make sure that it's right in front of you. And also because we're dealing with ice, it could melt, right? So you want everything in front of you. So I'd love if you could get a tall glass, like something you would put a milkshake in or a really good bowl, something that you might put ice cream or like an ice cream sundae. So we're gonna layer. It's almost like a parfait, or think of it like building a lasagna. You're gonna keep layering all the ingredients on top of each other. And they can be already mixed up. Okay. So it doesn't have to be pretty. Just put them all at the bottom. And you wanna put like, you know what, like a teaspoon or a tablespoon, like a little small scoop.
Okay.
Now the next thing is we're gonna get our ube jam that comes in a jar. And then we're gonna take the back of a spoon and we're gonna swipe the jam all around the inside of that glass. Then it's time for our crushed ice. So let's go ahead and put the crushed ice into the glass. And then the next thing is we're gonna put the milk. And typically we like condensed or evaporated milk. It's sweet, it's thick, it's creamy. So that's typically what we use. And you have to imagine, back in the old days when they were making this dessert, maybe they didn't have access to fresh milk. So canned milk and condensed milk was probably easily available and didn't spoil. So let's add some milk. And then the last thing is, let's put a scoop of ice cream. And then we're gonna take a square of flan and put that on. And then I love pinipe, which is crushed and toasted rice. But if you can't find that, you can just use Rice Krispies. And that, Ryan, is halo halo.
Oh my gosh. And then, so like, how do we eat it? That's what I want to know. Because there's ice cream on top, there's fruit on the bottom. What do you do?
If you're eating it out of a tall glass, probably want to get a really long spoon. You're going to dive headfirst with your spoon and you're going to pull everything up and you're going to keep mixing everything together. That's the fun way to do it. And that's how most people eat it. I'm a Virgo. I like things organized. So sometimes I don't mix it up and I like to drink the milk. I like to eat the ice cream, but it's fun when you get to mix everything up. And it's like having the best cereal milk of your life. Everything gets mixed and you have bites of ice, crushed ice, and ice cold milk, and the milk turns purple from the ube. It's just like a treasure, really. You're on a treasure hunt of different flavors with every bite.
I love that. I love a good treasure hunt, and I want to try some myself. Oh my gosh, this is good. It's like squishy, but then crunchy, but then sweet. There's so many flavors happening right now. And so, can you tell me what could I put in halo halo if I don't have any of the normal ingredients? Is there something that I could do if I don't have the same ingredients that are the traditional Filipino ingredients?
Of course. I mean, that's what the kitchen is for. Kitchen is, you know, to a chef what paint and brushes are to a painter. You can follow traditional recipes so you know what it's supposed to look like or taste like, but have fun. If we open up your cupboards, why not try chocolate chips? Why not try putting some walnuts? Add some bananas in there, why don't you? You can put whatever you want, your favorite cereal. Now, if my Lola, which is what we call grandmothers in the Philippines, if she walks in, she's gonna say, that's not halo halo. But you can tell her, this is my version of halo halo, and this is what I have in the kitchen.
I love hearing that. Nicole, this is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your halo halo recipe and your knowledge of Filipino food. Thank you so much again for coming by the 10 News.
Thank you for joining us, Nicole. I can't wait to try your recipe. I don't normally trust Ryan in the kitchen, but I will definitely try the halo halo he's making. Ryan, I know how much you love Filipino food, but what about other Asian foods?
Honestly, I love them all. And here in the US, we have so many options. But I've got some things you might not know about the Asian food we eat here in the US. I'm guessing you've eaten a fortune cookie at some point, maybe with Chinese takeout or in a Chinese restaurant, but fortune cookies aren't Chinese at all. They're a Japanese invention, a And though they have Japanese roots, the actual delicious cookie that we know today was invented here in the US. And a lot of foods we consider Asian dishes in America are not traditional Asian meals at all, but instead are something uniquely Asian American. Beef with broccoli, General Cho's chicken. These are dishes that Chinese and Taiwanese immigrants created in the United States for American tastes. Broccoli itself is native to Europe, not Asia. And these uniquely Asian American dishes happen in Japanese restaurants too. Have you ever had a California roll or a Philadelphia roll when you order sushi? You wouldn't find those sushi rolls in a menu in Japan, but immigrant chefs in the US adapted their dishes to appeal to a broad range of people here. In Louisiana, you can find sweet and sour crawfish. In New York, you can eat ube ice cream sandwiches. And in Iowa, you can try Chinese barbecue. Asian American food is different in every part of the US. I love it. I can't stop eating it, and I won't stop eating it. And I hope you get the chance to have some too. Back to you, Scarlett.
Hey, Tessa, do you have any fun facts for Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month?
Hey, Scarlett. I do have a cool fact. Do you know why AAPI Heritage Month is in May?
No. Why?
To mark the first official Japanese immigrant's arrival in the U.S. A 14-year-old kid named Manjiro moved to the U.S. in 1843 after joining an American sailing crew. But Filipinos sailed across the Pacific to present-day California way back in 1567. And a Filipino crew settled in Louisiana in the 1700s.
So there have always been Asians and Pacific Islanders in the USA?
That's right.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you, Tessa.
And now it's time for Trivia on the 10.
There's one U.S. state where the majority of people are Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. But which state? Is it A, California, B, New York, or C, Hawaii? Did you guess it? The answer is C, Hawaii. 38% of people in Hawaii are Asian, and 10% are native Hawaiians or Pacific Islanders, which makes sense. Because it's an island in the Pacific. I've never been to Hawaii. I hope my parents take me one day. That's our show. Thank you for listening. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is mixing Halo Halo and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. And special thanks to our guest host, Scarlett. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Scarlett, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. I'd like to give a special shout out to my daddy Hayden and my mommy Vicky Bello. Ryan, did you finish all of the halo halo?
Yeah, my bad.
Well, we gotta make more now. Come on!
Ooh, okay.